All right, beautiful. Good evening. Hope you're all doing well. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Aleph, but we're starting at the second of the wide lines, 3/4 of the way down on Chaf Amud Beis. As you can see on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, we're ending our first parak, and we're starting a famous next parak, one that many of us learned in sixth grade or fifth grade if you went to more firm places. And very practical halachos. We see this a lot. The OU is working on a Hashava Saveda initiative, like a national one where you can put things in. It's kind of cool. Okay, let's get started. Says the Gemara, quoting from our Mishnah, Imieshba imahen simponos. We had said that if there were simponos, and we learned the other day that simponos is a shover, it's a receipt. So then you have to follow whatever the simponos say. The Gemara says, Yaaseh mashebe simponos. The receipt is the final machria. If you see a receipt, the receipt says the truth. And then the Gemara quotes an Amora who seems to go against our Mishnah, and we're going to ask literally 5 questions in a row on this Shita. The Shita is like this, 3 lines into the wide lines on Chaf Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Rav, Simpon Hayotze Mitachas Yedei Malve, that if a receipt falls from the hands of the Malve, from the one who did the lending, even if it's in his own handwriting, it's nothing more than games, and it is puzzled. We assume that the shover is incorrect, and he is still able to collect, even if the shover says paid. And we're going to see why that's the case right now. I don't want you to think, says the Gemara, that we're talking about the sofer, because there, the ikal emeimar safra isramile v'kasav. I was walking down the street. I'm the malve. I haven't gotten paid back yet, but I wanted the sofer to write me a receipt because Yaakov owes me $10,000. The second I see Yaakov, I want his cash and I want to give him a receipt right away. So if I have a receipt that's prepared, lav dafka, does that mean that I got paid? It might mean that I could be getting paid if I bump into Yaakov at the right time. But that's true not only of the sofer, ela afilu kasu bichsav yado, even in his own handwriting puzzle. Savar, why would the shovar not be worthwhile? Namely, why could the malva still collect? Because savar dilma misrami v'asi ben hashmashos v'kaparli. Forget about the sofer. Maybe he's going to come over on Erev Shabbos right before Shkia with a bunch of cash. And di lo yehivnale, and if I don't give him a receipt, lo yahiv li zuzi. And therefore, he won't pay me back. Therefore, echtov ana, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write, I'll have a receipt ready and waiting. And therefore, we don't trust him at all. So this line of Rav goes against what we just learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah at the open of today's daf, 2 lines down, which quoted our Mishnah, is that the receipt is the final say. Rav says the receipt is not the final say. Now, Rav is an Amora, and we could have, in theory, answered Rav Tanahu Upalik. That is not what the Gemara answers, because it's not a machlokas. There are just different cases where we do say the receipt is final, and other cases where we do not say that the receipt is final. Let's go through the 5 questions. Here's question number 1, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. It's 9. We learned in a Mishnah. Im yeshi mahen simponos, yaaseh mashe besimponos. This is simple. This is what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah told us a blot ago, an amud ago, on Chaf Amud Aleph, our Mishnah told us that the receipt is final. So how, Rav, can you say that it's not final? And then maybe you just wrote the receipt because maybe I'll bump into the person who owes me money, and maybe, and therefore we say the shover, the simponos, are not valid. It says the Gemara, Kedamar Rav Safra, Shenimtza Ben Shtaros Kruin. We found this particular receipt among some torn documents, and therefore we don't, it has less credibility. Maybe it too should have been torn up. Maybe it was a pile of garbage, so it's a little bit less credible. But because we had that answer elsewhere, we're going to see where we had that answer soon. Therefore, Hachanami, we would have said the same thing, that Shematsu Bein Shtaros Kruin, that perhaps the reason why we're dealing with this sheet of Rav is because we're talking about a receipt that's found among other pieces of paper that are torn. And Tashma, here's question number 2 on Rav. Nimtza la'achar le'echad Bein Shtarosav. Let's say that you find the document among your documents, and what it says is Shtaro Shel Yosef Ben Shimon Parua, the document of Yosef Ben Shimon. Yosef Ben Shimon is our Ploni Almoni, he's our John Doe, so your classical name. That Yosef Ben Shimon is Parua, he's all paid up. So the halacha is in this Brisa, and this Brisa is going to be found later in Maseches Baba Basra, Shtaros Shnehen Pruin, that even if there were 2 Shtaros Shel Yosef, they are going to be considered to be paid. So what we see over here is that the receipt is final against Rav again. The Gemara says, "Ked Amar Rav Safra shenimtza bein shtaros kruin, hachanami shenimtzos bein shtaros kruin." It could be that that document is that Rav, excuse me, is talking about something else. Rav could be talking about shtaros kruin. And our third question, three lines from the bottom, Tashma. If children say, Shvua shelo paktanu abba, our father did not give us any instructions, v'shelo amar lanu abba, our father did not tell us anything, v'shelo matzanu bein shtarosav shel abba shishtar ze parua, and we didn't find anything about that document having been paid. And what's implied from here is that had it been that there was a document among my father's documents that it had been paid, then we would have said that the receipt is final. Again, kasha number three against Rav. All the while, we're still teaching that perhaps we're dealing with a case of Rav with Shtaros Kruin. And that brings us to our fourth question on the bottom line of Chaf Amabez. Tashma, the Braisa writes, and this Braisa can be found in Masechah Sanhedrin as well. I'm a little scared of that Masechah, by the way.
Big fat Misha.
It's a scary one. So I don't know if it's as hard as the Bubba's, is it? Sanhedrin? What? You can teach Sanhedrin. I will take a little hiatus. I won't, actually. I won't. No, I'm going to LA in a couple of weeks again. But Toshma, Simpon Shiyeshalav Edim. If you have a receipt that has Edim, Yiskayim Bechosama, then it's validated with its signatures. Now, this seems a little bit odd. Ema, so what would Rav say about this? We see that the Simpon is valid because of the Edim. Ema, Yiskayim Mechosamav, not Bechosamav. Maybe what we would say is that we're talking about it's fulfilled from its signatures. Deshailina luhu l'sade parua ilo parua. Perhaps turning to the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that we'll ask the Edom if it's paid or not. So therefore, that's also not a kasha. And last question on Rav is question number five. Tashma, simpon sheyeshal of Edom kasher. If the receipt has Edom on them, so then it's kasher. Says the Gemara, my Edom. Edekium. Perhaps what Rav can say is that we're talking about Edekium. The Gemara agrees with this. Hachanami Mistabra, that we're talking about Edekium. Edekium are the ones who say that this document is valid. They're not the signatures on the document. They're the people who say that the signatures on the document are valid. And Hachanami Mistabra, that this is true, Mitakatani, because we have a Brisa, that we have in the Brisa later, Seifa, Visha'ena of Edom Puzzle, that if there are no Edom on it, it's Puzzle. So it says the Gemara, what do you mean if there are no Edim that it's possible? That's obvious. My ain't love Edim. Ilema deleka iluya Edim klal tzricha lemeimar de possible. If you want to say that what we're talking about is where there are no Edim at all on the shover, pasha that that's not kosher. That's obvious. Elalav, there are regular signatures. What we're talking about over here, when it says ain't love Edim klal that it's possible, that means that if there's no Ede kiyum, but pasha that there are already Edim on there. And the last case of the perek, of a very long and difficult perek in Shas, of Perek Shnaim Ochsin, reads like this. We just learned, Gufa, Simpon Sheishal of Edim Yiskayim Bechosama. We saw this on the very bottom line. This was question number four against Rav, on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. We had said that if there are Edim on the Simpon, on the receipt, Yiskayim Bechosama, that we would verify it with its signatures. Ein Olav Edim, if there were no Edim, V'yotze Mitachas Yidei Shlish, and the document fell from a third party, from a trusted third party. Kasher. Or it came out from the signatures of shtaros, of other documents, kasher. So says the Gemara, yotze mitachas yidei shlish. Why is it that if it came out of the person's hands of a shlish that he would be trusted? Because to hahemne malve l'shlish, because the malve obviously trusted that person to give that document over. You don't give over a document for receipt unless you're really trusting of the person you're giving it to. Yotze la'achar chitum shtaros nami dilav depriya, had it not been paid, lo hava meira le'lishtari, wouldn't ruin his chances of collecting that money back. And that's how we explain that brisa, which again, originated on the very bottom line of Chaf Amud Beis, and we just brought it back up here with the gufa. Hadron aloch, shnaim ochsim yiratzim, you should come back to this daf in 7.5 years. We're now starting the next parak of Elu Mitzias Shalom. The Mishnah opens with a dichotomy. Elu mitzius shelo ve'elu chayav l'hachris. There are some items that you find that they're just yours. There's no requirement to do chazara. So they're just yours. If you find them, they're yours. One of the best examples of this, this happens in my house all the time. I'll find a $20 bill lying around somewhere. I don't know whose it is. The truth is, as the owner of the house and as the dad, it really doesn't matter whose it is. It's mine. It's kind of cute when my kids say, you know, oh, I'll spend my money on that item. I'm like, that's wonderful. Yeah, you're going to spend your money that I gave you. That's great. So says the Gemara, Eilu Metzius Shelo, there are some things we get to keep. The Eilu Chayav L'Hachris. And there are also some things where we are obligated to be Machris to make an announcement. Now, today, and really for much of the next many blah, we're only focusing on the Metzius Shelo part, on that which you can keep. That which you're Chayav L'Hachris is in another Mishnah. This also brings us back to a historical point when all the Mishnayos were really larger chunks of text, not like we have them broken down here or in the Kahati. And sometimes, actually, you see a difference between the Kahati and Shas, where a Mishnayos over here might be put together or not, and in Kahati it might be put together or not. So good to know historically that when we say Mishnah Perek X, Mishnah Y, Lav Dafka, that's the pagination as to how it was in the times of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. I doubt he was the one who organized it like that. He probably put them all in a Masechta and just wrote.
Could be the Prakim, maybe, we're saying.
Prakim, no, maybe.
But
maybe.
Not seen beyond them.
Just imagine in his head, like there's no Gemaras, it's just Mishnayos. He's the first one writing. So he had to be Masader by topic, Lechoru, right? And there was no Maseches Brachos yet. So like what happened in his head? Like how did we get to where we are? We know the material's right, but like how do we, and even that sometimes we have questions about with, you know, different dialects and Nuschaos Acheros and Kisvei Yad.
Last night
was huge. That's a real... That was really anomalous. Let's jump in. Eilu Metzius Shelo says the Mishnah Matzah Peros Mefuzarin. You find fruits that are spread out. We're not talking about in someone's private property. That makes you a trespasser and a thief. That's not what we're talking about. Maos Mefuzaros, money doesn't have any simonim. Money typically is considered to be Mefuzar, or I should say money that is Mefuzar is considered to be yours. Krichos Birshus HaRabim, Rashi says, Omarim Ktanim, small piles of things in a public domain. Ve'igule dvela, these particular types of cakes, these pressed fig cakes, and kikaros shel nachtom, bread that's made by the bakery. So this is a great distinction. If you go to someone's house for Shabbos and they make their own challahs, they look different than the Shalom bakery challahs that you buy at Jewel. They look different. There's an industrial look to the ones that you buy at the bakery. So that's the nachtom. You'll never be able to know whose that is. You'll never know. But if you go to someone's house, I know, I recognize my mom's challah, I recognize my sister's, and I recognize my wife's challahs. I know, I can tell who's more OCD in the braiding. I know who's who, I can tell. I'm not going to say who's who. I'm not going to tell you who, but I'm not putting my marriage on the line. So the Gemara says that kikaro shel nachtom, those are obviously going to be shalom, you can keep those. Machrozos shel dagim, if there are strings of fish. Let's say we actually do this when we go fishing. We have a way to keep fish on a line. You put a thing through their gill and keep them on a line. So taught my dad back in the 80s when we first started fishing. Vichatichos shel basar, if you have cuts of meat and you don't know, there's no identifying marks. V'gizei tzemer halakuchen mimedinasan, and the shearings of wool that are taken mimedinasan from their estates. Rashi over here says immediately to the right where we are, mimedinasan, kamos shehin gizuzos kishar kol gizuz hamedina. La'afuke habos mi beis ha'uman kiktani seifa. We're not talking about a finished product. My sweater is made out of wool. It doesn't make it yours. If you found a pile of wool, no problem. You find a finished product, I'm going to charge you for my sweater. That's what the Gemara says. Va'anitze pishtan, when you have strings of flax. Uleshonos shel argamon, when you have these little swaths of material of argamon, a purple dyed wool. Hare elu shelo, and divrei Reb Meir, though the words divrei Reb Meir are subject to a machlokas rishonim, the rush removes this. If you look in the footnotes on the side, the Gemara says Bigmara Yerushalmi v'rush leisalahanach gimel tevos divrei Reb Meir. So we're not 100% sure that this is Shita Esther Reb Meir. Either way, the Mishnah continues. Reb Yehuda Omer kol sheyesh bo shinui chayav lahachris. If the item has any uniquenesses to them, any changes, things that aren't simple like they used to be or like we would have thought it would have been, then you're obligated to be machros. Ketzad, matza igul uvesocho cheres. Let's say that you have an eagle, you have your little cake, but there is a piece of pottery in it. So the piece of pottery could be an identifier. It could be, you also could just be a very messy cook, but it, maybe that alone is enough of an identifier to say that there's a shinui. What's that?
Someone's teeth.
Could be someone's tooth, although why? What's your tooth doing in the dough, you know?
No, no, you eat it.
No, this is not talking about that. We're saying you found it. You're looking and you see a piece of pottery sticking out.
Makes sense. Which it sticks pressed together.
Yeah. Well, one way or the other, it doesn't matter. But we're not talking about after someone eats it. We just find it sitting there. Or how about kikar uvaso chamos? We have shlesel chala. So like if you have a chala and it's shaped like a key, that's a shinui. That's already a very big shinui and super identifiable. Rib Shimon ben Elazar Omer kol kli anpuria ein chayav lahachriz. We will not be learning what an anpuria is today. Rashi just tells us the Gemara mefarishla and points us to Daf Chav Gimel, which is in a couple of days. What? Impuraya. Oh. Well, I do remember that from last time. Oh gosh, I don't remember I think the last time I learned this was sixth grade. I learned the Mishnah with my... Yeah, sure. I don't believe you, but it's fine. Says the Gemara, as it opens, halfway down on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Matzah Peres Mefuzarin Vekamo. This is a bit of a math equation for those of you who are math-oriented. What is the spacing when we say that it's Mefuzar, when it's spread out? This is such a Jewish thing. It's spread out. How much is it spread out? Vekamo. Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, ka be'arva amos. When you have a volume of a kava fruit that's spread out over an area of arba amos. Let's say 4 by 4. Is it a circle? Is it a square? Ayin in the Rishonim, your marviach es azovios, which we had from Masecha Shabbos. All the different, I don't know. I'm just saying these are not for us to discuss now. But says the Gemara, well, hey chidami, iderach nefila, who cares about the ratio of the kav of fruits to the 4 square amos? Or the 16 square, the 4 by 4, the 16 square amos, who cares? Iderach nefila, if it's obvious that it looks like that they just fell on their own, afilu tuvanami, who cares how big it is? And the iderach hinuach, and if I put it down and it's clear that I put it down very carefully, they're in a basket or they're organized perfectly, you know, like when you go into Jewel and all of the apples are in a perfect triangle and then one yutz pulls out the one from the bottom because that's the one that he likes, you know? No, there, afilu tuvanami, afilu batzer mihachinami, even if it's less than that, you have no right to take it. None. That's obviously not yours. So Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama, b'machnashta de beidari askinan. We're talking about a gathering at the beidari. The beidari was the granary. That was a place where people brought their grains to be threshed. Not everybody had, you know, ground flour like we have it. You had to bring it to the mill, and you'd have animals attached to the arm of the mill, they'd be walking around. So then there, if somebody leaves something over there, you intentionally left it over there. Then the Gemara says, Kav, under those circumstances of machnashta beidari, where there's a pile left by the beidari, there the Gemara says, Kav ba'arba amos de nafish tirchayu, if you have a kav and it's spread out over 4 amos. So then that's a lot of work to do. And lo tarach inish, lo hadar asi v'shakiluhu. It's kind of like cutting your losses. Like my arms are full, my hands are full. I got all my stuff and I look behind me and there's like a cob, but it's spread out over, let's say 6 feet by 6 feet. I'm cutting my losses. Okay, Sean, I lost a couple dollars of it. That's worth it to me. And therefore, that's why our Mishnah says that in that case, you're allowed to take it. However, says the Gemara, and therefore, afkure mafkir luhu, then your intent is to free, is to no longer own it, just to be mafkir. And that's why if I find it at the beidari, machnashta beidari, then I can keep it. However, batir mehachi, if the spacing of the kav is less than 4 by 4, then tarach v'hadar asi v'shakilu, the average person would care about that loss because it's not such a tircha to pick it up. Below mafkir luhu, and he would not be mafkirid. And that's the difference in regards to the ratio. That's where the numbers come in. So a kav of produce over an area of up to 4 amos that we care about. More than 4 amos, we don't care. Then the person would be mafkir. Now the Gemara asks about 8 questions that will all end in a teku on the very last line. And they're all basically mathematical types of questions based on the ratios. And the Gemara says as follows, 2/3 of the way down on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. By Rav Yirmiya, if we started out with a kav to 4 amos ratio, what would be chatzi kav b'shtei amos mahu? What if we had only half of a kav over a smaller space, right? Ratio is the same. It's still 1 to 4. It's either 1 to 4 or 1/2 to 2, which is also 1 to 4 ratio. How do we look at that ratio? Do we say kav be'arba amos taima mai mishum de nafish tirchai? Did we say, like we said earlier, that 4 amos is just too big of a space? And chatzi kav b'shte amos kevin de lo nafish tarchai lo mafkir lehu. And since 2 amos, even though the ratios are the same, but since 2 amos, I could basically kneel down and reach everything in one reach. So then lo mafkir lehu, then I'm not going to be mafkir that, even though the ratios are identical. O dilma mishum de lo chashivi, because it's not so chashiv, it's such a tiny amount, it's half of a kav. So that's question number one. So we looked at the ratio of 1 to 4 and then said, what about 1/2 to 2, which is the same ratio? Now let's go in the other direction. Do you have a question?
I just said if it's 4 squared amos versus 2 squared amos, then it's not nearly the same ratio.
That's true. It's true. It's an exponent. That's true. So what is it? What it, it's one. It's 1 to 16. It's 1 to 16. No, it's 1 to 16. It's 1 kav to 16 square amos. And then the same thing would be 0.5 to 2 square amos. That's 4. That's not 16, though. That's 1/8. Ratios change per square footage. That's true. It's a very good point. Maybe that's what the Gemara meant. And now we're going to take it in the other direction. The Gemara says 15 lines or so from the bottom. Kabayim bishmona amos mahu. What if we have a double portion of a kav, but the area in which it is spread out is also bigger? It's not 4 by 4, but it's 8 by 8. Do we say kav ba'arba amos taima mai mishum denafish tirchai uva kol shekein kabayim bishmona amos? This is an even bigger space. If it's all about tircha, then I certainly, if I didn't want to walk and clean up a 4 by 4 space, I certainly don't want to walk and clean up an 8 by 8 space. Kevin denafisha tarchai utfe mafkir lehuin, because it's more than 4 by 4 and it's 8 by 8, I'll be mafkir. Odoma mishum delo chashivi, or no, because the contents don't really matter, but kabayim bishmona amos kevin de chashivi. But 2 kabayim is a lot of food. And since 2 kabayim is a lot, kevin de chashivi, lo mafkir, but we don't know. Says the Gemara, good, let's change our product. Kav shumshimin, yikes. Sesame seeds are tiny. Oh my gosh. If you're in the sale of sesame seeds, you're willing to lose millions of sesame seeds. It's just the way things are. They're very small. So kav shumshimin ba'arba amos mahu. Would we attribute the same rules of kav to arba amos if that kav was a very, very tiny product? Salt, shumshimin, peppercorns, everything tiny that you can think of that we would buy. Do we say kav ba'arba amos taima mai mishum delo chashivi v'shumshimin kevan de chashivi lo mafkir lehu? That really, it's still too chashiv. The shumshimin was a little bit more of a commodity back in the day. Because it's so difficult to pick up every little sesame seed, the kolshken shum shimin kevin de nafish tirchai utfei mafkir lehu. Maybe he would be. Don't know. Says the Gemara. Another question. 5 lines from the bottom. Kav tamre ba'arba amos. You have a kav of dates in a 4 by 4 space. Kav rimone ba'arba amos mahu. Or if you have a kav of pomegranate, super easy to pick up. I was in Eretz Yisrael in May, and we walked by a pomegranate tree. These things are like, I don't know, they're like a hard softball size. They're easy to pick up. Just, yeah, they fit perfectly in your hand. Kav ba'arba amos taima mai. Would we argue in regards to the rimon and in regards to the dates that mishum delo chashivi? But kav tamre ba'arba amos, kav rimone ba'arba amos nami, kevin delo chashivi mafkir. Who, these fruits were all over the place. They weren't considered chashuv. They're halachically considered chashuv. Ad kedei kach, that the poskim write that if you have multiple fruits of Eretz Yisrael, there's a seder following the pasuk, which one you'd make a bracha on first. So whatever the pasuk is first, I don't know what it is. What's the first?
Chita
osara, gefen verimon, teina.
Put it.
All right, one day I'll be a balkari. I'm not.
It's all.
Huh?
The first one.
Yeah.
And that's long.
O Dilma, would we say, no, we say mishum denafish tirchayu, that really our concern about the arba al arma was that it's a lot of work, but these types of foods are not a lot of work. It's very easy to pick up rimonim. My mother-in-law bought one of my kids a puzzle with 1,408 pieces. I'm like, what are you doing to me? But you're making me work right now, you know? So when that's nafish tirchayu. The Lego pieces that I buy for my children are like the massive, like, styrofoam, 8 blocks in a pack, Shalom Al Yisrael. We organize our cabinet for our toys, smallest pieces at the top, biggest pieces at the bottom. So then it came into lo nafish tercha lo mafkid humay. All of these questions are teku. We have no idea. And there's so many iterations of this that really could play out lemaisa. Although again, most of this is machnash to beidari. We're talking about a threshing floor. It's a little bit, doesn't always come up, but it could come. That brings us to one of the well-known machlokos between Abaye and Rava, Itmar. Turning to the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Yeush shalom idas. Oy, if there is Yeush and the person doesn't know that he will be Miyash, that's what Rashi points out. Rashi says, Dibur Hamaschel Yeush shalom idas. Dover says, Stamo Yeush, Lechashe Yeda, Shanafal Mimenu. Uchshematzo'o, Adain lo yadu habaylam Shanafal Mimenu. Let's say I drop a dollar. Okay. I didn't know I dropped a dollar, but you found my dollar. You watched it happen. I got into a cab right away and I'm gone. Okay. But you saw it's mine. So it's Yeush shalom idas. I would for sure be Miyaish, but I didn't notice yet. In that interim phase, can I take your item? Can I keep your item? Because in order for me to keep your item, as we saw on the previous page, you need hefker, or you need yeush, you need something. There has to be some halachic transaction that makes it no longer yours. So how do we look at that? The Gemara says, Abaye Amar lo have yeush. Abaye says, Abaye says that it is not considered yeush. Your lack of knowledge that you lost the item means it's still in your rishus. However, v'rava amar havayeush, Rava looks down, yore l'sof daitol shel adam. I know that when you get home, you're going to count your dollars and you're going to see that you no longer have that dollar. And retroactively, unlike Abaye, Rava says retroactively down to this moment, it's considered as though it's not yours anymore. It's yeush and therefore I can keep it. Machlokes Abaye Rava, one of the Ya'al Kigams, it's the Yud in Ya'al Kigam, which is Yeush Shalom Idas, that we pasken like Abaye and not like Rava. And says the Gemara, B'davar shiyesh bo simen kuleam alo pligi de lo havi yeush. When we're dealing with something that's unique, nothing to talk about, that's no, everyone agrees. Even Abaye who would say, even Rava who would say that there is Yeush, he would not say it in a case where there are simon. V'afal gav de shama'ane de miyayish laso. Even if later we heard the guy say about his customized AirPods Pro that say on them, Phil's AirPod Pros, there might be a day where I give up on them. That's possible. But even if I articulate in a year from now, I'm so upset that I lost them, lo have a yeush. Dechi asal yadeh bi'isuruhu de'asal yadeh, because you stole them effectively. There were simanim there. You're not allowed to keep it. Dechi yada de'nafal mine lo miyayish, because when we recognize that, in fact, when I recognized that I lost my AirPods, I was not miyayish because there are simanim. What was my argument? Meimar amar simana isli begave. It says my name on them. Yahavna simna ushkilnale. I'll announce the simanim. You'll announce the lost item, and we will meet up somewhere, and you'll give me my item back. So there, nobody has an argument. If there are simanim, we don't have the machlokes Abaye and Rava, but yeush shalom idas. Yeush shalom idas is not there. We'll see soon where it is. Bizuto shel yam, when we're dealing with the tides. You're at the beach one day, the tides are low. You leave something there that has no simanim, obviously, because we already precluded simanim. You left a beach towel from Target. It's nothing special. And then it gets swept away by the tides. Uvishli luso shel nahar, or at the riverbank. It says the Gemara Achidish. Afal gav the east bay simen. Right? I foreshadowed incorrectly, right? Even if there is a simen, the towel has a big K on it for Keresh. Doesn't matter. Rachmana sharia. The Torah allows that, like we'll learn later on. So these are cases where we do not have the machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Ki pligi v'dabar she'ein bo simen. The only time we have a machlokes is when there is no simen on the lost item. Abaye omar lo have yeush, dehalo yoda denafal mine. Abaye says, you can't unown something if you don't know that you dropped it. You can't do that. If I drop a dollar, it doesn't mean that I don't own it. I still own it. I just dropped it. So Abaye is not willing to shake. Rav Amar Havayeush, because Delechini Yoda Denafal Mine, when he will find out, and he will, presumably, when he finds out, Miyayish. Meimar Amar Simono Leisle Begabe. It has to be Miyayish. Because when there is no simen, the second I know that I lost the item, I'm done for.
What happened?
I don't know the answer to this question, but when it comes to Shitas Rava, when Rava says that there is Yeush, is it a condition that there will be a day in the future that you have to know about it in order for me to take it today? It doesn't seem that way. Rava seems to say you could just take it. Yeah, it's hard to imagine that. Rava just seems to say it's yours. He's checked out. It's an automatic Yeush. And Abaye says no. Abaye says there's no automatic Yeush. And we're not talking about a tide. We're not talking about a storm. We're not talking about an overflowing bank. That's where you're never. I was in Camp Shai this year. Jay Kune was just sitting here. They were on a boat. He was wearing his like nice glasses, and their kids were tubing, and the rope holding onto them hit him in the face and took his glasses and dropped him into the bottom of the lake of Lake Delton. There is a 0% chance he's getting those glasses back. But there are simanim. They have his prescription. He has a receipt. But ABC, 100%. That's tidal waves. That's already not coming back. And if you want to be a scavenger and put on a wetsuit and go get it, Zygizot, it's all yours. No problem. Because he was Miyash on the spot. The second it happened, he's like, what am I going to do? I'm blind now. I'm going to go dive blind and go find my... It's Pashut that that's Yeush. It has to be that Rava means Yeush, even if there is no future date. I presume. I could be wrong, but I presume that's what it means. Then the Gemara has a very unique simen. Simen, Pamgash, Memat, Memak Giti, and Kikaaz. It doesn't matter how you pronounce it, because it's just one letter each for every question we're going to ask, some in favor of Rava, some in favor of Abaye. And this will end, not today, but tomorrow, at the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. So that does kind of give us a little bit of comfort of knowing exactly what's going to happen for the next many lines. Today, we're going to go through seven questions, and then we're going to stop at the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Question number one, a quarter of the way down. Tashma, Peiros Mefuzarin. The Peiros are Mefuzar. We don't know if he knows that. Hello, Yada Denafamine. This guy doesn't know that he's got a hole in the back of his truck. You ever see those trucks driving and like dirt's like flowing out the back? They don't know. They can't see. This guy has apples falling out of the back of his truck. Hello, Yada Denafamine. And yet, what did our Mishnah say? That they are Shalom. Who is that a Kasha on? So that is a Kasha on Abaye. Hello, Yada Denafamine. And they're still his. That's a Kasha on Rava. Because here it's lo yada, and we, oh no, that's a kashan abai. So says the Gemara, how do we answer that? Ha'amar of ukva barchama hacha b'machnashta debay dari, the language is corrected on the side, b'machnashta debay dari askinu da've demidasi, he knew he left it there, so that's how he got out. Question two, tashma, ma'os mufuzaros hare elu shalo. We said that if there are coins spread out, that they belong to whoever finds them. Amai, halo yada d'nafalmine kasha nabai. He doesn't know. Hasam nami ki the Rav Yitzchak to Amar Adam asui l'mashmesh bekisa b'chol shah v'shah. People check their money all the time. Hachanami, we learned elsewhere. We're going to see where that marimakum is soon. But here too, we would apply the same rule. That in this brice about ma'os mefuzaros, a person is hachanami adam asui l'mashmesh bekisa b'chol shah v'shah. Question three, tashma. It's that's a cell phone to check our bank, or that we're watching our cell phone. Yeah, there is an age. There is like an age where people don't know that they've lost their phone, which is beautiful. Like you won't see your phone for an hour. We're not like that, but there are people out there who won't know where their phone is for an hour, and they'll be like, wonder where my phone is. Other than Shabbos, or we're a bit of a mess. Question three. Igule dvela v'kikaro shel nachtom, we said in our Mishnah, hare elu shelo. Here too, amai, v'halo yoda d'nafamine. He didn't know that he dropped them. He had no idea. Hasam nami agav diakiri, here over there, because they're very heavy, they're very dense foods. So then you know if you dropped them. Meda yoda behu. Question four, toshma l'shono shel argamon. These little swaths of cloth that are purple. Hare elu shelo, v'amai, halo yoda d'nafamine. And here we can't say they're heavy. It's just very expensive, very light cloth. It's like losing a silk tie. You won't know if it fell out of your suitcase. Hasam nami agav dechashibi, because they're very important. Mishmushe memashmesh behu uchad Rabbi Yitzchak. Similar to Rabbi Yitzchak, like we saw above, of memashmesh bekisa b'chol shavashah. Question five. Hamotze mos bevate kinesios bevate midrashos bechol makom sherav mitzim sham hare elu shalom mipnei shabaylam misyashin mehem. Ay v'halo yada d'nafamine. You lost your money in shul, in a base medrash, anywhere where people are walking around. You can keep it. you find that money, you can keep it. Why? They're miyayish. What do you mean they're miyayish? They didn't even know they dropped the money. It says the Gemara Marvisko Kadamasui Lamashmesh Bekisa B'chol Sha. Question six. Tashma, two-thirds of the way down. Me'imasai koladim utarim b'leket. When do we assume that others, that the poor people, are able to access leket? You can't have everything in my field. I'm allowed to harvest my own field. So who gets the leket? So says the Gemara, Mishi yelcha baha nemushos, when the last people go through the fields, then everyone's allowed to take it. Vamrina and my nemushos, vam Rav Yochanan, sabi de aze atigra. These are older people who walk with their canes. They have smaller appetites. They don't move quite as fast. They're not as aggressive as the younger aniyim. And once they walk through, it's all done. Resh Lakish Amar Lakute Basra Lakute, after the second round of collecting, Machlokes Amore. Ve'amai, Nihid Aniyim Dehacha Miyayishe. I understand what you're saying, but that's only true for Aniyim that live over here. But Ika Aniyim Beduchta Achrina, Achrisa Dulomiyashe. I'm in West Rogers Park, but the poor people over in Skokie might want to come over and come see if I have any food left over. Says the Gemara Amri, Kevan de Ika Aniyim Hacha. Hanach me'ikara ayushe miyayish. That the poor people in Skokie are not coming to West Rogers Park to my field because they know that there's poor people in my neighborhood. They're not gonna schlep. They know that there's somebody already chopped up my field. And hanach me'ikara miyayish ve'amrei aniim dehasa malaktele. That those aniim already collected everything. Question six. Only two more for the day. Toshma ketzios baderach, dried figs. They're called katsios because the way they would dry them, they would cut right by where the connection point, and a lot of the liquids would ooze out. It's not just dried like grapes. Ve'afilu b'tzad sadek katsios, even if it's next to a field of other dried figs. V'chein te'ena hanote l'derech, that's hanging over the path, u'matza te'enim tachteha, you have a branch that's hanging over, and dates underneath, mutaros mishum gezel, you can eat them. And not only that, u'pturos mina meiser. However, bezesim uvicharubim, when it comes to olives and when it comes to caribs, the din is usur. And there's an internal stira within this brisa. In the resha, you said it's mutar mishum gezel. In the sefer, you said that you're chayv mishum gezel. Very odd. Vishlama resha, I understand the resha where it says that it's mutar mishum gezel. La abaye lo kasha, agav dechashivi mimash meshbu. I can understand, according to Abaye, that you're always checking, you're always making sure that it's there. So because you're always checking, if though some of them fall, they're mutar to eat. To Eina Nami made a Yudia Denatra. I would have known if a date fell off of my property. Ela Seifa the Rav Akasha. The problem of the Seifa that the Zesim and Charuvim are Usser, that is a Kasha for Rava. The Ketani Zesim and Charuvim Usser. So what is the Kasha over here? Rava is of the opinion that Yeush Shalomidas have a Yeush. Well, if Yeush Shalomidas is Yeush, then why are the Zesim and Charuvim Usser? So says the Gemara, the reason why I'm Rabbi Abba Mishum Shiny Zayas, hold b'chazusa mochiach alav. When you look at an olive that is below an olive tree, you could just look up at the olive tree and see where it came from, right? You can't just take anything that falls. You can also tell the size, the color, the texture. You can look at the olive and say, it's just like the ones above. Pashat, that this olive fell from right there. The Afagav de Natran Zese made the Yadiya Duchta de Inish Inishu. But we all know that this is the place where it came from. Obviously, this is where it came from. You're not blind. Just look at the context. You see an apple. There's an apple tree. The apple came from the apple tree. That's why the Brisa says you're not allowed to take the Zesim. So says the Gemara, Yahi Afilu Reshanami. But the same should be true with the dates. Why did you say that the dates are Mutaros Mishum Gezel? That doesn't make any sense. Why are the figs in the brisa mutaros mishum gezel? I also know that they came from the fig tree. So we made the following odd distinction, that if a fig falls from a fig tree, it's mutter. If an olive falls from an olive tree, it's aser. Why? Lama rav papa, te'ena im nefilasanim eses. When a fig falls off of a tree, it instantly becomes gross. However, an olive has a pretty good shelf life off the tree. They have a pretty fair integrity. They can last a lot longer. So therefore, when a te'ena falls off a tree, the bilem are miyayish right away. When an olive falls off a tree, the bilem are not miyayish right away, and that's why we make this distinction. Last but certainly not least, tashma. Haganav shenotal mizev v'nasan lazeh. Haganav takes from here and puts over there. B'chein gazlan shenotal mizev v'nasan lazeh. Haganav and a gazlan, both of them. V'chein Yarden shenotal mizeh v'nasan lazeh, the Jordan River, or as Rashi points out, v'chein she'ar neharos, v'tana ze al ha'yarden haya yoshev. The Tana who authored this brisa lived near the Jordan River. So the Gemara says, ma shenotal notal, ma shenasan nasan. Wherever the items land, the storm, the hurricane took your car and put it in. Well, a car is not a good idea. So took something without simanim, dropped it in my property. It's mine. End of the conversation. Now, Bishlama gazlan v'yardin. A gazlan is someone who steals out in the open, and the yardin is something obvious, a major weather episode. To kachazi luhu amiyash. I see that. When I see that happen, I'm instantly miyash. El ganav who steals in private, mi kachazi leitim miyash. If the ganav is a secret guy, he steals in private. So then, kasha and abaye. It seems over here that you're miyash without even knowing about it. Says the Gemara, Tir Gemara, Papa, belistim mizuyin. The ganav over there actually was listim. He was listim mizuyin. Yachi hainu gazlan. But if that's true, then we have two types of gazlanin. Says the Gemara, Trey gavne gazlan. There's two types of gazlanin. That's why, really, the brice at the bottom on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, when it says Hagana was talking about listim mizuyin, ganav listim mizuyin, and the other one was talking about a regular gazlan. We'll stop right here and continue chepering Abaye and Rava tomorrow, wishing you all a beautiful night.
Okay.